Rupert Colville said media reports quoting Haitian judicial officials suggest Jean-Claude Duvalier might not face the more serious charges. They include torture, rape, and extrajudicial killings.
We're extremely disappointed at reports that Mr. Duvalier may not be charged with any human rights crimes, despite numerous complaints by victims to the prosecutor.
Mr. Colville said Haitian and international human rights groups have extensive documentation of crimes committed during Duvalier's 15-year presidency. Jean-Claude Duvalier ruled Haiti from 1971 to 1986 when he was overthrown in a popular uprising. He returned to the country in January 2011 after years in exile in France. Known as Baby Doc, Duvalier succeeded his father, François, the president for life. Haitians referred to the elder Duvalier, a former doctor, as Papa Doc. Mr. Colville of the UN Human Rights Office said it was rather bizarre that Mr. Duvalier might escape charges for human rights violations.
It's clear under international law that there's no statute of limitations for such crimes, and the UN Human Rights Office has provided technical assistance and legal advice stressing this point to the Haitian authorities.
He said the UN Human Rights Office has repeatedly reminded the Haitian authorities to investigate the violations and prosecute those charged.
Impunity for such serious crimes cannot be allowed to prevail, and we urge the relevant authorities to ensure that justice is, albeit belatedly, delivered to the many victims of human rights abuses committed under the government of Mr. Duvalier. There can be no true reconciliation and forgiveness without justice.
Charles Appel, United Nations.